is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program on BBS Radio. Today is Friday. This is our paranormal show. So anything that's paranormal, if you want to call in, you can. Talk about it. And this is the date of June 8th, 2012. And June 8th, it's Friday, and 2012. So we'll see who's online here. Oh, Carrie, are you online or out there or in there or over there?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everybody. Friday evening, so we're on Station 2 tonight on BBS.
Ready for the date, for time, day and timekeeper.
Yeah, Larry typed it in.
Yep.
Yep, it's the 682012. Thank you, Larry. So, let me see here. Do we have any questions? Why? Oh, well, we're just going to jump right in the deep end here. Why is the nano-clearing so intense, says Richard? So, that's where we'll start tonight, the nano-clearing.
Okay, why is it so intense?
Yeah.
Stick in your butt. That's basically it, and you're getting the stuff off of you. So, that's why it's so intense. Taking away poisons that you've had stored probably in your fat cells and things that would be going off automatically through the alien programming to make you unhealthy, numb you out. So this is kind of what it is. It's a major detox session when you get in there. Some people said it lightens up partway through or maybe after maybe a few of the years. You start off and you go back 10 years. And I think some people have said it starts to lighten up a little bit maybe after about 50 years into a 100-year cycle. And from there, it's 100 years at a time. But that could be only for those people. Yeah, it does. You just know that they're trying to kill you. This is a way to help prevent that. That's about the only thing you can say. Can say that that's why it's so intense, because it's getting rid of stuff that they stuck you with. They is the unseen reality. Oops, the unwanted universal travelers out there. The things that we don't know about, or we could talk about them, but wouldn't want to see anything in real time because it would be pretty awful and scary. But helping you out a lot, and just kind of go through it at first kind of easily. And from there, notice that you may have problems, you know, with it for the first few times. But it's up to you how you want to enter into the clearings. Remember, some people are kind of interested in things through quickly. This clearing, I would say, down. Don't do a lot. Do what you can do, and be very, very patient. Because you may find yourself not feeling too well because of it. Only because you're getting rid of stuff that's inside of you. It should not be there. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I found the first 50 years, going back 50 years, were the roughest for me, and then once I, well, a little bit more, actually, I should say 60, because I know when I was doing the 1940s, I was still doing it every other day at that point, and now I'm into the 20s or the 10s, I can't remember which, I'm able to do it every day now without getting knocked off my feet by it, and just so you know, Ron, we've actually got the first 200 years going back divided into decades, and then it goes to centuries. So it's not just the 1900s, it's the 1800s too. So if you are still finding it heavy going, that's good. So it's divided up into decades for 200 years, back from now 200 years. excuse me. And if you haven't bought this clearing yet, it is just $25, and there's a lot being taken out of us. Also, I'm doing it, and I think probably many of you who are doing it, I'm doing the spirit integration page or window at the same time. So I've got the clearing up and the like being doing spirit integration, that page up too, like opening two pages in the same clearing. And then there's a link that got added a few days after it went up, because in the text Ron is recommending that we do the auric field protection. So there's a link to that clearing now within the nano clearing. So I feel like I had one other thing to say about this, but I can't remember what it was. There's a kid yelling outside. I'll close my window in a minute in case you guys can hear. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. Ron is asking if what happens on the Saturday Ascension preparation calls, which, of course, we've got starting up this weekend. Do you want to describe what happens on those that's maybe different from the other calls, Ron?
Now, the last hour, it's a four-hour call. So the last hour, we do water charging. And you have seven containers of water. And normally people get maybe a half a gallon to a gallon, depending how much you're going to be drinking. Normally you always want to purchase more than what you normally drink, because a lot of times you drink more water. And then if you have any extras, then you can put the extra water like in a foot bath or something, or bathtub water. But anyway, you have 7 gallons of water, we'll say, for a week. What is different, you have them. Use them sequentially, mark them 1 through 7. Water then would start for Sunday, follows on Saturday. And the 3 hours is just running energies into your body from different energies on the light ship to help for ascension preparation. Of the floating magnets, they come in. We have the masters come in to help you. Many, many types of clearings. It's kind of different for each one. We might even do maybe some radiation poison release on this one. I don't know. That normally is on the eight-hour calls, but just something that is very nice to do. Feel better afterwards. The cost for that one is $60, 60. Oh, back to you, Carrie. And I think we got a beep.
Yes, I think we did. Yes, is somebody on the line? Anybody there?
I'm Larry. Can you hear me? Larry?
Oh, hi, Larry. Yes, we hear you now. Hi. Oh,
okay, great. Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I wanted to share with you and Ron that I did four nano clearings yesterday, and then today I got up and I walked into the bathroom, and the last hour and a half of the nano clearings, 4 decades that I cleared, I had this intense feeling. But it was the light fighting the darkness. And then when I went into the bathroom, this dark cloud blew out of my consciousness. And then I asked the Star of David to come and I think they disinfect the light and they take your particles out and return them back to you. I think it's what they could be doing. So then I got that done, and then I just did two of those a decade nano clearings today, and I felt like that was my limit today, just by sensing how many I should do each day. So
where
I
are you up to in time going back? Oh, I'm sorry, Larry.
What's
I
that?
Spoke over to you. What decades are you up to?
I'm on the last one. I'm on number 20, which I'll do tomorrow.
Oh wow. Okay, so you're back at the beginning of the 1800s.
Yes, and I did 12 each up to 19 today, so
wow.
I'll do one more, number 20, tomorrow. Now, I was going to ask you, too, that, my computer was messing up, so I had to take it into our new computer today, but the time was going crazy on it. It was from 1 to 20, it was a skipping, and then the time on the web page for healing nano clearing, it was jumping around too, and that the one was going in reverse, the other was going forward in time. So it was just like it was skipping decades into the past, back into the present moment, and the other one was going forward in time. So they were just going really tripping out really bad. So it was a computer problem, so I had to take it back and order a new computer today. So I guess that's about all I've got to say. on the matter, so.
Are you running, when you run the nano clearing, Larry, are you doing the light infusion up at the same time, or are you doing that afterward?
I've done it one after the other, but now I'm doing it at the same time.
Okay. Okay,
and
so Ron, do you have anything to add to what Larry has said?
I just, you know, myself, just go slow, you know. That's always what I kind of recommend on that clearing. Let's bring in some energy that could possibly help out everybody who's doing that clearing. Let's bring in the energy to put you back into current time here, because you may be running energy that could be slightly out of time. So here we go, out of sync with time. So we're going to do a timeline crash here and just see if you feel better for some of those clearings that you've done. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just see if this helps anybody. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie. Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling?
It feels much better.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
Thanks
for calling, Larry.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really feel anything on that one, Ron. That's kind of interesting. I don't think I'm whipping, well, I know I'm not whipping through this as fast as Larry is. So maybe Larry felt it because he's cleared a lot more of this than I have so far, so perhaps that's why. That's interesting. Okay. So, you know, I had the other thing in my head a minute ago. I got to write it down that I was going to say about this clearing. I know there's something else to say. Oh, yes, don't do it with any other clearings. That was the other thing. Because it is, most people are finding it kind of rough going. Ron is recommending that the only other clearings that we could have up at the same time would be spirit infusion, of course, but the ones that don't go through our body, like the Earth Protection Timeline Crash, it's okay to use that one, or the Gray Skies, or what other ones, Ron? The satellite transmission ones, I'm trying to think of what else is on the free drop down there.
I'm a little out right now, so...
Okay. All right. Okay. So anything that you know is going to go through your body, don't do at the same time as this new nano clearing. So, yeah. So that's the other thing I was trying to remember to say. All right. So I'm going to go back to the fast chat now. Mike was wondering if you clear. Oh, there's a beep. Yeah, we'll come back to Mike's question in a second. So who's on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Greg.
Hi, Greg.
I've got two questions.
Okay, great. Where do you live? What state are you in?
Oh, I live in California.
Oh, okay.
Out in the desert.
Another desert person. Okay.
Yeah.
There are quite a few of you.
Well... I think I met you once at met you both at the Conscious Life Expo in in Los Angeles recently.
Yep, we were there.
Yeah, it was a great show. But my question is about organ donations And if, if a person has a donated organ and they're cloned regularly and frequently, what happens to that organ? And how do they deal with that?
Oh boy, geez. I don't know how to even enter into answering that question. Let me think here.
So you're asking about the recipient of the organ, Greg?
Yeah, because I guess the donor, of course, doesn't need it anymore, or dead or whatever. But
not even be living. Yeah. So what you're getting is you're getting if you happen to have that yourself, or just a general question. You're getting the energy of the person's spirit from their soul family also. So soul family energy and spirit energy from the person who had organ. That's the first thing. The next thing is, can that energy of that organ take over your consciousness? Yeah, people have talked about that having maybe a heart transplant or something, they actually change their energy completely. And they become different because somehow maybe I don't know if it works with all body organs, but the heart seems to be the one that will tend to circulate everything from that person into the new body.
Is that because of the cell memory aspect?
Probably so, yeah. And maybe the heart is working maybe with that person's spirit. So and the spirit takes on the trauma of the body. So very possibly that person's spirit could maybe body hop a little bit, I think. I can't swear to it, into the next person, since the heart is the main energy of that person where the spirit resides. So,
are you saying that the transplant could influence the host's spirit to become more mobile?
Or maybe the person could have two spirits in the body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that would be kind of different, but that could be a possibility. Because remember the body organ probably, since it's a heart, we'll say, if we're talking about that, it could be other things too, but we'll just say the heart, would actually be still beating, which would still carry spirit energy of that person. So it could be a very interesting way of looking at things.
Well, okay, great. Thank you for that. But I've got another question.
Okay.
I've enlisted in the cause here, and can you tell me what I'm doing in the other realm?
Yeah. Boy, what I'm sort of saying is that you happen to be all I get is one that's you might be like a gunner or something. So I'm sure it's more high tech than that, but that's kind of what I would say. Feel like you're out there aiming and shooting?
Yeah, I do that a lot, actually.
Okay. So, have you tried, how long have you been listening to us? I guess number one, and then number two, I guess would be, have you done the Gray Sky and the other, free clearings online to...
Yeah, I've done a few of those, and I've had the whole life emotional clearing.
Oh, great.
One of the four-hour jobs.
Uh-huh.
And I guess we've been listening to you for maybe 2 years now.
Oh,
you're fading away there.
Oh,
for
2 years, I mean. Two years, I think, something like that.
Okay,
it's hard to, I didn't write it down, so I don't remember things like that.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's been great.
Thank
you very much for answering my questions.
Great, thank you. So you probably found us at the Conscious Life Expo then, is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, that's right, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
So how did the presentation, when you first saw me, affect you out of curiosity? You probably saw one of my lectures or workshops or something.
I was impressed with the connection you had with the people in the audience.
Right.
There was a lot of energy in the room there.
Wonderful.
And I like the way that the you had the volunteers come up experience the healings.
Yeah, so that's the
in a dramatic
one, right?
way, I guess. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, it was very good.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye, Carrie. Bye, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. So we have a question relating back to the Saturday call tomorrow, Ron, and I guess the intensives in general. Mike is wondering if you charge or clear other types of water.
Well, we have water for detox that we do. But yes, very possibly. I would say that would be probably correct. We do those a lot on the eight-hour calls. Normally, the eight-hour calls, we could have maybe up to 4 an hour of different types of water. Typically, maybe a couple glasses for sure. So then we do skin misting water a lot, and detox water and drinking water. So and sometimes, as you're working with the energies, may have to get some mouthwash to rid yourself of some of the poisons that are coming into your mouth if we start working like on your gums and your teeth and stuff. So we do that type of water also. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we have a couple of questions on the nano, and then I'll go back to Michaela's question. Liz is asking why the nano clearing goes so far back in time. So it goes back 2,000 years. So, Ron, do you want to explain why that is?
Yeah, two answers. One could be the fact that they could very possibly copy and paste the energies into your DNA going back that far. So they could possibly bring you up, your ancestors will say, at the year 500, and copy and paste in nanotechnology into your past, which could affect you now. That's the first thing, and that's the one that you most people probably would not typically realize or even think of, and maybe even comprehend, but they can do that. The next one is since aliens have been here for a long time, that's why we went back for 2,000 years, because that's the last ascension point to where the darkness would want to control you, or this particular time right now, 2,000 years later. Oh, I could have went back further, but that would have been too hard for people, I think, to go back another 2,000 years. We might, if anybody would like that, might indicate it. Maybe we can add another 2,000 years to it. I don't know if it's needed or not, you know. But, you know, we could do that as an option, maybe, if you'd want to do that. But let's first see where everybody is right now. Maybe next week we can check on it. And just see how people are doing for the, you know, after they're in it for 2 to 3 weeks. We'll just see if it levels out then after, you know, going back 200 years. So back to you, Carrie, because sometimes it could be kind of intense.
Yeah. Okay. So Mike P. is just saying, looking at the website, that he can buy 1 month for $25 and then go back in a couple of months and get the unlimited for $25. And he's just wondering if that's correct.
I think the unlimited was $50 on that one. So
it's an added $25, Ron, I think, the way it's structured.
Right.
So it would be $50 total if you buy.
That's fine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that's how it's written out.
Okay, great. So, yeah,
yeah.
You could do that if you wish, yes, uh-huh. You know,
okay.
I would not, you know, myself, I would just go in and just do the 1 month and just see how it works, and then later on, you know, go further. So that's kind of up to you, though. If you just want to keep hitting it, then, you know, not worry about it, then just get the 50 if you wanted to, or just, you know, get it when it runs out and just keep going with it. It'll be maybe a year-long thing anyway, so. And it's hard to say what's going to happen. Very possibly each time we have people doing this clearing, maybe the energy is maybe being eliminated somewhat. If it's stored inside of you, then, yeah, there's no way that, you know, by having lots of people do it like timeline crashes, that it would eliminate it, but it could do some type of effect slightly according to that also. Well, you know, it could affect other people since you're probably connected genetically to people. So it all depends how many people were here 2,000 years ago on the planet. And if you start clearing some of that time going back a long time ago, you may be clearing a lot of people because it can work in, you know, more than one direction. So it could make somebody else who's even doing the clearing that you don't even know, you could both be clearing out stuff out of each one of you without even realizing it because you could be relatives.
Yeah.
So, that's a lot of people going back that far. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Michaela, a little while back, was asking if she doesn't do the death barcode clearing, will she die sooner?
I can't state that, whether you die sooner. Let's see.
You might.
Yeah, I would. Well, the death barcodes are to kill you, okay? That's point blank. So if you don't do them, will you die sooner? Possibly. Can't guarantee that. I don't know. Would you want to bet on it, you know? I wouldn't bet on it. I would get the clearing because it will make you feel better. Maybe somebody could go on the fast chat and tell them if they feel better after having that clearing, you know? Or maybe somebody could come in and even talk, do a call-in and say how they felt afterwards. So, yeah, that's just one of the things that you have. What's the old saying? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're having less of a chance of being taken away into the beyond, though. And I think even if it gave you, I think people get older and they get some kind of funky illness and they're in the hospital and depends where they are in their consciousness. But I bet if you said, you know, you would have had that death barcode, you know, maybe the number 6-1 is getting you right now. And if you would have did that death barcode 5 years ago, maybe you wouldn't be in this hospital. Maybe you might live a few years longer. No, hypothetically, I can't guarantee anything like that, but we'll just say that's what the case would be. Would that person really say, you know, I wish I would have done that and had that barcode because I want to live an extra 2 years, but, you know, right now I can't. So, you know, I think everybody, you know, would like to live longer. And will the death barcode give you longer life? I don't know. You'd have to feel better afterwards. You have to ask other people. Don't ask me. I would say yes, but I can't guarantee that. Oh, I know when you feel better and you have your immune system kicked in, normally that would be an indication of living longer and feeling better with better health. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, just getting the name of this thing back up here. So, Michael is asking, what is the nano clearing and why does it take 1 year? So it doesn't take a year. I'm not sure what we said that sounded like that. If you go on the website, Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and into one of the search bars there, just type the word nano, N-A-N-O, and then hit search. It'll come up, and it's called the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. So that's the clearing that Ron has been talking about this evening and on several shows in the last few weeks. It goes back 2,000 years. The first 200 years are divided into decade increments, and then after that, from 1800 back, it's divided into centuries, just like the 2,000-year barcode clearing in the free section is. So I'm not sure what we said that made you think it takes 1 year, but just to be clear, Michael, it doesn't take a year. Ron's saying to take it slowly because people are finding it a little rough going if they don't take it slowly. But it's definitely not going to take a year to do. Probably a few weeks, I would say, if you spread it out. So, let's see. I'm going back a little here to some earlier questions. Marcy was wondering what floating magnets are for. Ron, I don't know if she means Marcy, if you mean floating magnets on the light ship or not.
No, that's probably what it is, yeah. It's just one of the healing rooms that they produce on the Saturday call, and we have the floating magnets come into us. And somehow it realigns the body, the cellular structure of the body. That's what it's doing with the floating magnets.
Okay,
different
great.
Sizes. And have you all experience that now briefly here. We'll have the magnets come, and you're going to feel the change in your body. We'll do it for about 2 minutes, so you can watch your clock here. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should be able to feel your body changing a little bit. You have to be body sensitive naturally in order to sense a change. But you may feel a little calmer. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line with us?
Yes, hi, this is Marcy. I heard you say my name, and then I turned up the the volume.
Oh, yeah, out. I was reading your magnet question.
So what did he say it realigned? The magnets?
Yeah, it realigns your cellular structure. So it realigns everything in your body to somehow work better. That's about all that I can say. It realigns
okay.
you.
The magnets that people use for pain and
this
whatever,
is, completely different.
Is that safe to use?
I don't think anything is wrong with it as long as you discharge the magnets. You know?
But, oh, you need to do a clearing
remember,
on it, like object
you know,
clearing?
What we're doing on the light ship is different than what is physical
right.
here.
Right, right.
Okay.
But do an object clearing, is that what you meant?
That would work, yes, uh-huh. Or whatever you have out there for energetic tools, whatever that would be,
mm-hmm.
they can take on your illness.
Oh.
Remember, if you're dealing with vibrational, maybe, I guess the word medicine would not be correct, but it could be. But you're using
mm-hmm.
vibrational things, things that emit frequencies that you may know nothing about, but they may work. But
mm-hmm.
are they going to be contaminated, slimed with the energy from you?
Right.
Of course, they will. It's like
okay.
if you pick up something and hold it in your hand, and then you have somebody else hold it after you.
Kind of like money.
Or it was, will have your energy on it, and they're going to be taking okay. the energy from you from whatever you're holding on to.
Okay.
So, and then what does that mean? You know, let's just say that a person has, I guess the main buzzword for illness is probably cancer. A person has cancer, and very possibly, let's say that they had a piece of metal for whatever reason. Say a fork, right? They're
mm-hmm.
eating the food with a fork, right? That's real common, knife and fork.
Mm-hmm.
And they're eating, and then you're there, and you pick those two things up. A knife and a fork, you're going to have cancer energy coming into your body? Of course you are. Because a knife and a fork is a conduit for energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just something that's going to pick up something. Do you neutralize that? Well, when you wash it, you do. What happens mm-hmm. in the process between you holding it and taking it over to the sink to wash it? No?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's another way of looking at things. It's, all of a sudden, it makes you realize that.
Your tinsel then?
Yeah, you realize that you don't want to touch people, you know,
right.
and get contaminated and slimed and have their
right.
illnesses come into you.
Yeah.
Okay. The other way of looking at it, if somebody sneezes around you, are you breathing their infection from the sneeze?
Right.
Of course you are. Well, it's the same thing with anything else in energy.
Okay.
And then just think what happens if you have a prescription and the person that is filling your prescription has some type of illness or is sick or something,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't have any
mm-hmm.
pills myself. I don't even deal with that stuff. But a lot of people, you know, that's their main thing is they need to go to the doctor so they can get a prescription. Otherwise, they would feel like they got ripped off because they're paying for the doctor visit. And the doctor has to give them something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but what if you go in and they give you a prescription for something and the person's sick, who hands you that medicine?
Right.
You're going to be getting their illness on it just because
mm-hmm.
they touched it. Even they may have gloves on. Maybe they didn't breathe on it. Yeah, as soon as they touch something, they are giving you that stuff.
Right.
Oh, that's how you have to look at it.
So tonight's sci-fi night, right?
Yeah, do you have any sci-fi?
Well, my friend, she lost her wallet today. HMW is her initials, and I was wondering if it was the aliens that took it, or I was wondering if you could pick up anything on it, because she's pretty anxious about it tonight. She doesn't know if she's going to lose her identity or whatever.
Well, I don't know. What I would do is go back on the timeline where she lost it and bring it back to her. Maybe it'll come back somehow from someone else who might be visiting where the wallet is on a timeline.
She went to the doctor's office. That's the only place she went today, so hopefully they'll call.
Doctor's office?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Timeline crashing works really well on lost stuff, Marcy. When I lost my wallet the last time, actually it was at Ron's booth, and Ron did some timeline crashes, and then somebody found my wallet in the trash can, and I hadn't even been near the trash
really?
Can, but it appeared after a bunch of timeline crashes. So, yeah, you might want to try that.
Timeline crashes, like $30 or something? Or?
$20.
$20 for a week, $60 for a month.
Okay. Well, I could ask her.
I would definitely do timeline crashes. Is the quickest way to maybe rid yourself of stuff if you stay on it. Remember, you don't want to do it just a couple of times. You want to stay on it. Do it a lot.
So you just have to timeline crash because it was today. It was lost.
Yep. Just crash that timeline, and maybe it'll come back to you.
Oh, okay.
You don't want anybody on that timeline taking it.
And if we don't know who it might have been, what do you put in there? Just the doctor,
the
name of the doctor's
wallet.
Lost wallet and doctor's office in there, because it happened in the doctor's office on their timeline. Remember, when you walked in that door of the doctor's office, very possibly that was a different timeline.
Okay. All right.
No.
Thank you very much.
Maybe the doctor likes to get money, so he has his own timeline.
Oh, it was a lady.
You know, I shouldn't say that, but, you know.
It popped out.
That popped out, you know. Who knows, you know.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Marcy.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Marcy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we've got some more soldier questions here, Ron. So David is saying that when he first enlisted, he would wake up really pissed off, and now he no longer wakes up angry, and he's wondering if you know why.
It almost feels like the disgust of what he has to deal with at that time.
When he first signed up.
First signed up and seen and understanding more what's going on and what meets the eye. That's what I would pick up.
Okay. So maybe he should get together with Greg the gunner and they can just get this taken care of and feel better. That would be good, huh?
Yeah.
So Greg, if you're still listening, go look for David out there. You could team up. So Marie R. is asking if you could bring the soldiers in. Do you want to do that tonight?
Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. Yep, they're here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, they're here. So just kind of see how they feel around you, everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, excuse me.
The cat rolled over. You see something, Pishi? Can you see them? Oh, maybe. All right. So let's have a look. Back to the topic of organ donation that Greg called in about, Ron. Yasmin is asking, why do people pick up the habits of the donor?
Because that's cellular memory.
Right.
Plus, You want your part of your spirit, part of you. Your spirit has to look for all of its parts during that process. So I guess the question would be, would I myself want to be an organ donor? No. I don't want myself to be spread out to other people out there in the beyondo or somewhere else that I know nothing about and have to come back and try to find my parts of me. So for that, no, I would not be an organ donor. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's have a look. Q is asking, could we have a sample of the nano clearing?
No.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to the next page now. Liz is asking, how do we timeline crash for lost stuff? And I have somebody at the door, so I'm going to put myself on mute and get them to go away.
Okay, you could do one. You could do, type into the box on the timeline what you want to bring back. You could even do a billboard. A billboard clearing might even help you with that because something got taken away from you, and the billboard might even help during that process. So all you do is put in entry box what you want a timeline crash, and if it's something important to you, everything should be important. I would probably say do 100 timeline crashes on a particular situation. Otherwise, you may not have results that you're hoping to look for. That might be great to do, but, you know, naturally, if it's an important thing, like losing your wallet, I would definitely do probably 100 timeline crashes on it to see if it happens to come back to you. And do, you know, some space-time, possibly. But normally, an object will probably come back more readily than you would. Oh,
sorry.
Back there, Carrie?
I'm sorry? Yes, I'm back here. Yes. Yeah. Okay. There was something else I was going to say, and I blanked it out. Pat is asking, she's saying, don't feel courted as the soldiers come in, and why is that?
That you don't feel courted? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, that's not supposed to court anybody. You won't feel courted by anything when they come in.
Okay. I do not see any other questions right now. I'm just scanning around here looking for them. So, let's see. It's 2:15. We have about 10 minutes left. I don't know if I've given the numbers out. If anybody else would like to call in, we're on station 2 tonight. So the toll free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. And if that doesn't work, try area code 530-513-6472. Somebody wrote about the death barcodes. You'd asked for people to comment about that, Ron, and David is saying the death barcode felt like experiencing the beginning of death emotionally. So that was a strong one for David. David felt that strongly. So I don't see any other questions right now. I don't think I've missed any.
There was a lady that we had, and she had her son had a birthday. I don't know if it was yesterday or not.
Oh, yes, it was, yeah. It was a little boy called Sam, who's 8 or 9 years old, was sick.
Samuel,
and he gets sick every birthday.
If they're on the call, you can do another birthday.
Okay.
If they're there, so.
Okay, so you want them to type in and let us know, you mean?
Yeah, so they could call in, too.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, that's because Samuel was sleeping at the time, so.
That's right.
I think he was 8 years of age or something, what I can remember.
Yeah,
like we can do that for him when he's awake.
Okay. So are the soldiers still here?
It feels like they're not here a lot. Maybe 10%. Kind of like came and went, I think. Well, I don't feel the soldiers here right now.
Oh, Shelley, his mother, is listening, Ron, and she says he enjoyed school and his birthday party, so they are listening.
Okay, so we could do another birthday party on the light ship for him if he's awake. And we can see if he would like that if he's there. So maybe
okay, so Shelley, maybe you can type in and let us know if he's up and listening. And I'll refresh the fast chat here. Larry has a question. He says it seems the darkness degrades the light, but the light redevelops the light back. I guess that's more of a statement, or maybe he's asking if that's correct, Ron.
I didn't quite get that. Say that again, please.
The darkness degrades the light.
Okay.
Okay, but the light redevelops itself back.
Yeah, the darkness will take away probably some of the light frequencies that contains everything in the light. But still, what's there is still going to be light. It's a little hard to describe that. It'd be like having a rainbow. So the light could possibly take away a couple of the colors of the rainbow, but what's still there is going to be light. And then light can come back into the deformed light and correct itself. What's there, even if it would only be one particular, say, rainbow color, light's still going to be very, very strong. And just a thing for Marcy and everybody else, you want to put in on the timeline crash maybe the time and the date, maybe even the city or address of the place so that you get it zeroed in on what you want a timeline crash. So that's very, very important. If I had a weird thing, my paranormal experience, driving, and let's see, in front of me is a pickup truck, and he has like a little roll bar on the top of it with lights. So I'm watching that, you know, because I think I had to stop at a stop sign or something. We got onto the freeway or whatever, and I'm driving, and all of a sudden, you know, he was in front of me, and he disappears.
And, wow, yeah.
And then I look, and and then I see him behind me, and then he came in alongside of me. And that was very strange, because he was in front of me all the time. So that was one of these weird things where they were switching timelines of him back and forth. Oh, quite interesting. Well, that's my paranormal experience.
Well, Oscar is noticing that the gravity changed in his room. I guess that probably was from the soldiers.
Yeah, very possibly, uh-huh.
Yeah. Shelley's wondering if you can do a clearing for her sore throat, Ron.
Yeah, let's take out a critter that could be there. Okay, here we go. And it'll pull it out. There we go, I got it. And here we go, coming out. And this is working for everybody else here. Here we go. Going to do an extraction here. And out. There we go. How you guys feel? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I don't think I felt anything. I'm sort of swallowing. My throat feels okay. So for once, I didn't feel it. Randy in Chicago is wondering, how many timeline crashes should I do to clear the negative energy with my wife? Randy called in about a week ago about that, Ron, remember?
Well it feels like half good. So I would try probably maybe a couple hundred and see what happens.
Okay. Randy is a timeline crasher extraordinaire. I think Randy's been crashing hundreds and hundreds, up to 1,000 on some things, as I remember. So a couple hundred more, you're thinking, Ron?
Yeah, that's what I would say, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I am refreshing the fast chat. Let's see. What time do you have? I have 52. I'm not sure how close we are.
I got 51.
Okay. All right. So we have about 4 minutes left. I don't see any more questions, Ron, and I have a cat going bonkers in another window that's distracting me rather a lot. He's trying to get out of the house. So let's see. Do you want to? Can you think of any samples you would like to do while we wait for another question?
Yeah, we could do. Let's just do a Friday clearing here. Let's get rid of. Patrick, we'll do a clearing for people's hands. Okay? Says you probably have touch people. So we're going to work on your left hand first, and I'll count to 10 to get rid of the energy of which you'd be slimed with here. And we'll be doing I'll be giving the sludge body clearing away on the from the website on the conference calls. There's a slime and a sludge, so we'll get rid of the sludge on this particular eight-hour calls that we're having. So here you go. But this is like the slime ones that when you touch somebody, they give you bad vibrations. Or just vibrations, not that they're necessarily bad, but they're not yours. So
yeah.
Not yours, and it's bad. So here we go. Taking stuff off your left hand. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And back to the left hand again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, I want to shake your hands, just see how they feel, and hopefully they'll feel a little better. Back to you, Carrie.
Mine can't feel kind of floppy and limpish at the moment.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm kind of rolling my wrists around and wiggling my fingers.
I mean, you must get
rid
of some programs that people gave you when they touched.
Yeah.
Remember, you can pick up their programs, too. Whatever they have, it's part of you, you know, once you get it. And then you got to integrate their stuff. So that's kind of what happens. And let's do one for wrist in case anybody has any wrist problems. And then we'll be probably over with the show here. So here we go, wrist. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I can't recall what the increments are on that on the new nano clearing. After you do, I think it's 10 years at a time for 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 20, right?
Right.
From there, I think it's every 100 years at a time going back to zero.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so 1,800 years worth of centuries and 200 years worth of decades.
Yeah, so, and if they wanted to probably change it, I think they probably could, or just run it longer if something seems to come about where they need to go longer on the timer, so.
Yeah, I've been setting my timer for 2 hours for each decade. And I'm going to go through
that's good.
Everything once that time. You had mentioned doing each 12 times, and they're preset at 15 minutes, I believe. So I'm figuring 2 hours is 8 times on each decade. So I'll probably go back and do an hour or two again on the others if you think we still have stuff left in us.
Yep, good. I can hear your cat meowing.
Oh, no, he's really upset. His previous owner just came over, and she got him all riled up through the letterbox. Poor guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's pacing around crying. So when we hang up, I'll go give him a hug.
Okay. So, everybody, we'll have tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we didn't do a birthday party. Can you be on the call tomorrow, Shelley? We'll do a birthday party again if Samuel is awake. So.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
We got our 4-hour call tomorrow. If you want to get on it, you can. Just go to the website and use PayPal. And very simple. So we'll see you later. And I don't know what else to say. So blessings,
tomorrow,
everybody. Thank
tomorrow
you.
Show
and we'll see you later. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. And tomorrow's show is Station 2, 7 Pacific, 10 p.m. Central here on BBS Radio. So thank you for all the clearings, Ron. Thanks for your calls and your questions, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, bye, everyone.